Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The charges are dropped against city comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander. That's after he was detained for several hours by ICE. That's as he tried to walk a man out of court.
Brad Lander says he was simply trying to hold on to the man's arm.
I will let go when you show me the judicial warrant. Where is it?
They never showed it to him, and Lander was cuffed.
At that elevator, I was separated from someone named Edgardo, who I had just met a couple of minutes earlier. Edgardo is in ICE detention, and he's not going to sleep in his bed tonight.
Lander says he did what he did because people like Edgardo aren't getting the due process they deserve.
We don't know where Edgardo is now. No one is able to be in touch with him. And our country is better than that.
Governor Hochul says the charges against Lander have been dropped. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
We'll see what happens today at 26 Federal Plaza. Congressman Dan Goldman says he and Jerry Nadler will be there.
I'm not going to allow this kind of authoritarian tactics to intimidate or silence me from doing the job that the New York 10th District elected me to do.
After months of seeking cooperation from ICE to visit the holding facility there, Goldman tells 1010 Winds he and Nadler will make an unscheduled visit. Cops are still looking for the man who whacked a woman with a cane while shouting anti-Semitic slurs on a subway platform in Brooklyn. That was last Thursday around 12:45 in the afternoon, just after the 29-year-old woman walked into the Kings Highway stop on the Q line. The man allegedly told her to go back to her country, followed the woman, and then struck her with his cane when she took out her phone to videotape him. She's okay. You can see his photo at 1010winds.com. TWU Local 100 demanding more protection for the MTA workers they represent. Chris Drummond with the Rapid Transit Operations Division.
There's no projects, no community, no park that's more dangerous than the New York City subway.
Dozens of union members were at criminal court in the Bronx Tuesday as a grand jury considered the case against 29-year-old Isaiah Thompson, who is charged with slashing a subway conductor last week. The union says conductors have been told not to defend themselves, even when physically threatened, and that they could be punished for doing so. An update to a story we told you about on 1010 Winds, and it's great news for the wife of one of New York's bravest. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, this really is terrific news. We first spoke with Danielle Farrell in January, and within a couple of weeks of our conversation, she was contacted by 74 living liver donors. She desperately needed it and, again, was overwhelmed to see that such a response. But, of course, she had to wait to see if any of them were a match. Now, fast forward, Susan, on May 15th, a match, but it was from a deceased donor. So she and her husband, FDNY EMT Joe Farrell, who works here in Manhattan, rushed her to NYU Medical Center.
And I think it finally hit me when they bring you into the operating room. You lay down on the bed, and right before the lights go out, I remember tearing up, starting to cry. And that's, I think, when it officially hit me that here I am finally getting my liver transplant.
Now Danielle's recovery continues at her home in New Jersey.
So I am very pleased with everything. And of course, I had to give you guys the update. You helped in more ways as well that you can imagine, just sharing my story.
We certainly send best wishes to Danielle and her family. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A new look at the race for the Democratic nomination for New York City mayor shows Zohran Mamdani cutting Andrew Cuomo's lead by 50%. That's in the latest Marist College survey. It puts Cuomo at 55% compared to 45% for Mamdani. Last month, Cuomo led by 20 points at 50%. Early voting in the race is currently underway. Primary day is next Tuesday. 2025 marks the 30th anniversary of Animal Care Centers of New York. And Executive Director Risa Weinstock tells 1010 Winds one of the biggest changes has been their name from Animal Care and Control.
Control is one aspect that we are obligated to do through this city contract, but it doesn't define us.
Since 2003, thanks to help from the Mayor's Alliance for New York City's Animals and increased funding, space, and staff, their 300 rescue partners are no longer carrying the heaviest load.
There were a lot of rescue groups who pulled animals that had illnesses we couldn't treat. There was just too much illness in the shelters. And as we got better, our relationship with the rescue community got better, so it became more like collaborative and symbiotic.
In addition to their new 50,000 square foot space in Queens, there's been renovation in Manhattan and Staten Island, construction happening in Brooklyn, and plans for a new care center in the Bronx as well. They have also stepped up animal enrichment.
Dogs Playing for Life, for example. Petco Foundation funded us a significant amount of money to create a behavior team, to train staff and volunteers, to get dogs out into play groups, to really socialize them.
In the works, Weinstock says continued emphasis on helping people struggling financially from having to surrender their pet. More on that in my video in the pet section at 1010winds.com. Don't look for Sean Diddy Combs to testify at his sex trafficking trial. The defense could get the case this week, and lawyers say he will not take the stand. At trial Tuesday,
prosecutors have been presenting lists of text and phone messages involving Sean Diddy Combs and others to provide jurors with an easy roadmap of sorts to reference. But lawyers for Combs have been asking about what's not included in the list. The attorney pointing out phone messages between Combs and former girlfriend Cassie Ventura that were defense exhibits, where she uses raunchy language regarding how she's looking forward to their freak-offs and eagerly making plans with an escort. Prosecutors plan to wrap up their case this week. The defense says it will need between 2 and 5 days for theirs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's attempted murder charges against the man arrested for stabbing several officers at Manhattan Criminal Court. 37-year-old Jonathan Wall was known to authorities there, who say he is emotionally disturbed and has been a problematic presence at the courthouse for 2 years. On Monday, he entered the building with, among other things, the words, "Give me liberty or give me death," written on a notebook, and allegedly assaulted 5 court officers with a 4-inch blade. They should all be okay. Wall is being held without bail. Tomorrow is Juneteenth. Today, several Nassau County lawmakers will push legislation requiring the county to recognize Juneteenth as an official holiday so that county workers can get a paid day off. Alina Nix represents Uniondale.
We first presented this bill in 2021. It's now almost 4 years later, and we're still fighting for Nassau County to keep up.
Juneteenth has been a federal holiday since 2021 and was officially recognized by every state as well as every town in Nassau County individually. The county itself has not.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.